Welcome to Career Practitioner Conversations. This podcast is presented by the National Career Development Association.
Hello, everyone. I am Melissa Venable, NCDA Director of Professional Development, and it's my pleasure to introduce this episode. This one kicks off our Career Development Around the World series. NCDA President Dr. Lakeisha Matthews is here with Rhonda Helmy. Rhonda holds the CCSP credential from NCDA and is an active member of the Global Connections Committee, in addition to her work on career development initiatives in Egypt. Thank you both for being here. Lakeisha and Rhonda, I'll hand it over to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Melissa. Rhonda, welcome to the NCDA podcast. How are you?
All is well, Lakeisha. It's really a pleasant time I'm going to spend with you. I'm sure that it's an opportunity to talk about lots of things.
Yes, I am so grateful to have you here today, all the way from Egypt, and want to again thank you for the hospitality you showed as I visited your lovely country for the ACDC conference.
Thank you, dear. You're always welcomed here. And hopefully we're going to have very fruitful rounds of ACDC in Middle East.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's actually start right there with your work in the MENA region. So this year, I have really tried to draw attention to the fact that people around the world need access to career development services and the fact that there are professionals around the world who are doing this work, but it looks different sometimes depending on where we are. So can you talk a little bit about the work that you do in the career development field in the MENA region?
Well, career development is in the Middle East or the MENA region for almost 20 years right now, and spreading out in a subtle pace. So far, all the efforts paid are on individual basis, to be frank. And actually, we hope that in the near future, we may collaborate all our efforts all together to make that big difference we hope for. For me, I have been in career development for almost now, it's almost 11 years. And actually, after spending almost in jobs and professions, almost another maybe 15 years. So suddenly I found out that career development is the most interesting field I should be on it since long time. So once I found out, now I'm addicted to career development. Yeah.
And I am so glad that you are. It's wonderful to have a professional like you in this field and leading the charge over across the ocean. It's really interesting that you said that in the MENA region, this effort is really being led by individuals, because number one, I greatly admire that, because in other countries, there's government support, there's integration sometimes into K-12 education or college education. But I think that is so important to acknowledge that in your country, in your region, career practitioners are leading this charge to say career development is important. People need it to find access to meaningful work, and it's very important to our nation. So just kudos to you and all of the career practitioners that are a part of this movement in your region. So I really recently had an opportunity to write an article for a Canadian organization called CEREC. And I talked a little bit about the future outlook of the labor market and career development. Can you speak a little bit to what do you think the future will look like for the MENA region as far as the labor market and jobs? And then what do you see as the future vision of career development in your area?
Well, Lakeisha, thank you for the article you wrote for CEREC. I went through it and it's really, really insightful, to be honest. Yeah, helpful and insightful. For the field itself, the career development in the MENA region, it's really promising. And obviously that based on the current changes, our eyes are opened widely nowadays to acknowledge career development in each aspect of our lives. To be honest, yeah, hopefully we can make it in the near future, yeah, as we expect and as we plan. So in the MENA region and the labor market, the drastic changes recently, of course, will influence negatively on so many fields of work and professions, and it will affect our youth finding proper jobs. You know, we're not different than any other country in the world. Same, same. So we rely now how to mutate or change. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the right terminology right now. So it's really difficult situation. So we're trying to change the mindset to really make our students and either in schools, universities, and the community itself to change their mindset and open their eyes wide open to the future. Labor market will indulge more females, to be honest. Females are rocking nowadays.
Awesome.
And yeah, we're showing muscles, indeed. Yeah. And actually, it's a big threat to other males. Sense for population wise, when the number of males are increasingly numerous or more than females in a ratio or two multiplied, I mean. So it's really difficult for females to get that opportunity, the proper opportunities in the labor market. Also, the technology itself, it's been advancing in a very vast speed, and we need to catch up. So we need to catch up, of course. So there are so many challenges over here, and we are trying to cope.
Excellent. So many good comments. Thank you so much, Rhonda, for that response. First and foremost, I love the energy and what's taking place with women in your area. And when I was over there, it was amazing because a few women came up to me and said, I'm so glad to see you here. I'm glad to see a woman in this position coming over here to visit and in our industry. So, you know, it's no different in America. Of course, women have had to advocate, you know, for access to the labor market. And we still call it, you know, there's a glass ceiling, meaning we can get but so far, right? And we're still fighting to get those top leadership positions in many of the industries over here. So it's so interesting to see those similarities. And you also mentioned the youth. And I think around the world, there's major concern for youth and making sure that youth are engaged and making sure that youth understand how to connect their skills or their education to the labor market and how to motivate them. So that's one of the things I think about the beauty that this podcast will show is that we're all different, but we all have some similarity, right? Especially when it comes to career development. And it sounds like there's a vision that you all have as career practitioners of where career development will go in your region. So I really love that. I think that that's powerful. Can you talk a little bit about when it comes to the career practitioners in the MENA region, what frameworks do you all use? Is there a certain theory? Is there a certain model or approach like counseling versus coaching or advising or a theoretical model that you all tend to lean towards that's more relevant to your culture?
Well, I will not say that culture will be a major pillar where we depend on which model or technology or theory we depend on or counting on or on counseling and or coaching. However, we do have that different types of practitioners that we can cover all aspects. For theories part, we all went for studies. We all went for certifications to be supported by science, indeed, and we do rely on theories. However, to give you just a bit of piece of my mind, what I think nowadays, we need to look over theories, the old theories, and in accordance to changes nowadays, we need to enhance. We need to make it more update, if we can call update is the right term. So for technology, since we speak Arabic and not so many people prefer to go for foreign languages, we do depend on, for example, online assessments in Arabic. So we made it happen years ago, like 5-6 years ago, and we rely on it. So we can facilitate our services to our coaches. For counseling, as we may speak, counseling is there. No, who does not need counseling? And it's really, it's a track we need to go for. We need to, it's a path. So we do have practitioners or counselors, and we do have coaches in all aspects. And we do work on different age groups. We work on teenagers. We work on, like, if we're going to be specific, we work on 9 years old and older. So we try to penetrate all these groups, age groups, so to manage the future in the proper way.
Excellent. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. And I have to say, I agree with you. I think as we become more connected across the globe in our field, we will need to take a look at our theories and make sure that our theories are up to date, make sure that our theories are relevant and culturally sound, that different cultures can take our theories and apply them. I am also hoping that some of the career practitioners around the globe will do research and develop new theories and new culturally relevant theories. So I think that's just such a great approach. And it's always great to hear the merging kind of the counseling and the coaching and the recognition that counseling is very important to our field. As you know, NCDA, our parent organization is the American Counseling Association. So great to hear so many strategies and models being used. And I celebrate the fact that you all have developed your own assessments in Arabic, because as I'm going around the country, I'm finding that the language is the top barrier as we try to network together as career practitioners. How do we share our resources, our journals, our publications, our assessments when we all are speaking a different language? So glad to hear that you all have developed your own assessments. That's just phenomenal. So I have one more question I have to ask you, and that is, how has NCDA played a role in your own either professional development or what role does NCDA play in your work as a career practitioner?
Sure. If we speak, or I speak for myself, and each one went through NCDA or being part and member of NCDA, we do cherish that school. It's like a temple for us, all right? Mm-hmm. So we kicked off from NCDA. We started by NCDA. So for now, I don't think I might not go to another school, to be honest. So my loyalty is 100% to NCDA. NCDA has been a pillar, and it's been helpful and supportive enough ever since I started 11 years ago. So actually, I found out people who are supportive, educative enough, and they are providing knowledge, and they are volunteeringly and I don't know how to say this, but with passion, they provide their support, their services, their knowledge. It's like it's great, you know. It's like humanity in its the true form. So NCDA for us, it's really important, and it's been a pillar, or it's been like our icon so far, and hopefully it stays like this. And we would love, as part or member of GCC, we try to, and we always do this actually, we try to give recommendations how to indulge NCDA more into our communities. Mm. Of course, this will be very much helpful if each and everywhere. So thank you so much, NCDA, for each and everything you have been providing us. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. I think it's great for our listeners to hear how our organization is reaching and supporting career practitioners around the world. We've done a lot. We know there's much, much more to do. I'm actually really excited about all of this energy and all of these connections going across the globe in our field, because I think that it helps all of us in our countries to bring more visibility to the work that we do. And let me tell you, I'm just excited about what you all are doing in the MENA region. The first conference was a great success. I think I heard over 1,000 practitioners were involved in that. The sessions were great. Of course, the beautiful location of the Nile River. You all are just doing great work, and you're really on the move. And I so admire the fact that it is really just practitioners coming together and saying our work matters and we need to get it on the next level and making that happen. I have so much admiration. I want to thank you, Rhonda, for taking the time to talk with me today about the great work that you're doing about NCDA. I wish you the best, and I hope to see you next year in San Diego.
Yeah, I hope I can make it. Thank you so much, Lakeisha, for having me today.